This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
PR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Over 160 faith leaders from around the state have signed an open letter to Texas school board members, urging them not to adopt rules carving out time for prayer and Bible study. News 88.7 government reporter Andrew Schneider has more.
The letter asks school board members to vote no on adopting the school prayer rules as allowed by Senate Bill 11, originally sponsored by Galveston State Senator Mays Middleton. Reverend Laura Mayo is the senior minister of Covenant Church in Houston and the mother of two students in Houston ISD.
One of my professors in graduate school, Reverend Dr. James Dunn, used to say, as long as there are math tests, there'll be prayer in school. Students can already pray. They can already form religious clubs. This is not needed. It does not solve a problem. It creates problems.
The deadline for school boards to vote on school prayer policies under the law is March 1st. Pearland ISD's school board has already declined to adopt the new rules. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Thousands of runners will hit the streets for the Houston Marathon this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Jimmy Fowler says he's expecting cooler temperatures and gusty winds for tomorrow's 5K runners.
In the city of Houston area, may see sustained winds around 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 to 25 in the morning. So if you're running towards the north, you may be having a bit of a headwind.
And Fowler expects even cooler temperatures for the start of Sunday's race.
Starting at around daybreak, we'll probably see temperatures down into the low to mid-40s. And then as we go through the mid to late morning, we'll be rising up into the upper 40s to low 50s.
Some streets will be closed near Congress and Fannin where the races start. The Rockets play the Trailblazers in Portland tonight. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Cloudy and breezy this evening, 70% chance of rain, overnight low around 56 degrees. Temperatures tomorrow remain in the mid-50s, temperatures around 44 tomorrow night. I'm Gail DeLauder.